Kelly Harrigan runs the Environmental Law Clinic at UT Austin. She's a great source, but interviews with her are likely to be interrupted, like this. You see, Harrigan gets a notification by phone when factories emit more pollution than normal.
We've been pretty involved in looking at how Texas issues its permits.
What kind of update did you just get there?
Let's see. This is a tank battery fire. This one says there's no danger to the public, which is what most of them say. And sometimes they will tell people to shelter in place, and they'll tell them to put wet towels under their doors and around their windows.
Harrigan gets those notifications all the time, which leads her and many other critics to the same conclusion. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the state agency responsible for regulating pollution, is not doing its job. Matthew Tejada runs Air Alliance Houston, a clean air advocacy group.
We have in Texas offered a very sweet deal to polluters for a very long time.
The ways that sweet deal is offered, Tejada says, are many. He points to a cap on fees that every polluter pays to the state. The fee is only charged on the first 10,000 tons of pollution. After that, a company is not charged for any additional tonnage.
Which basically means that the biggest polluters in this state are paying the same fee for their pollution as the medical waste incinerator at the local county hospital.
Then there are the penalties when a polluter violates an environmental regulation. Up until recently, fines to polluters were capped at $10,000 a day by the TCEQ, even for a massive pollution event. Critics say a lot of companies do the math and decide it's cheaper to keep polluting than to clean up their acts. Kelly Harrigan.
There'll be penalties that are fairly low, and then they'll require little what we call injunctive relief or action to actually fix the problem.
When it comes to enforcing environmental laws, even former TCEQ commissioners describe a Byzantine collection of precedents and policies that make consistent enforcement difficult.
It creates too much sometimes subjectivity, a lot of inconsistency, and it is frustrating for everyone involved.
Larry Soward is a former TCEQ commissioner who was appointed by Governor Rick Perry.
I mean, Governor Perry has appointed all three commissioners, and they're appointed, as I was appointed, to support his philosophies and policies where appropriate.
Soward became critical of those policies, especially what he viewed as an overly business-friendly approach to enforcement. During the last Texas legislative session, he worked to push the pollution penalty cap from $10,000 up to $25,000 a day. By his estimation, that's still too small to make a difference in some cases. He joined activists to press for TCEQ enforcement to be codified in rules. Those changes will be implemented in the coming year. Soward says the TCEQ has been resistant to the new rules, preferring more flexibility in enforcement.
Rather than look at what cost did society incur because of this violation, they look at, well, what's it going to cost the company to fix this problem or to pay this fine?
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
At TCEQ headquarters, there's a different way of looking at things. Protecting natural resources consistent with sustainable economic development is written into the commission's mission statement. Richard Hyde is deputy director for compliance and enforcement.
We've seen it over and over and over again in this state, how we can work with companies, have them comply, and allow them to do the business that they intend to do.
Hyde points to the more than $11 million in penalties levied by the agency in 2010 as proof that the TCEQ takes enforcement seriously. The TCEQ believes that enforcement is not a goal, according to a recent statement, but just one tool in a toolbox that includes industry incentives and voluntary compliance. Hyde says it's an approach that's working. Environmental lawyer Kelly Harrigan says it's an approach that will keep her phone ringing.
We're plenty busy. There's lots of work. Yeah, we have more clients than we can accept.
The commission's enforcement report for 2011 will be made public in December. TCEQ's Hyde says it will probably look a lot like last year's. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.